1 Corinthians chapter 12 for Sunday school this morning. Have I missed anything? Have I missed anything? I don't think, yeah. I don't think I've missed anything. That's always a good sign. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And no, Brother Ray, I didn't miss that. I know you were coming. You were just sitting back there napping. Yeah. Brother Ray's always a napping. I've noticed here lately he naps a lot while I preach, so I guess he's busy praying. Busy praying. Yeah, Jamie. Oh, there's an old preacher, Brother Billy Kelly. He would sleep during the services, and they asked him why he slept so much. He says, I trust the preacher. So, all right, Brother Ray, go ahead.
Dear and apologist, thank you again for all you've done. Provided, Lord, keep on providing the needs here, Lord. Pray that we keep faithful to you and do your will. And pray that we'll be in your word. And pray that we'll just learn more about you.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 1. We introduced it last week. There's one thought that came across this week in my study that I wanted to bring out. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Thank God the Word of God has been given to us to keep us knowledgeable and wise. The world would rather you be ignorant. You realize that? The politician wants you ignorant. They don't want you thinking for yourself, and they want you to act and think the way they tell you to. And again, that's going back to Luke 16 in the world system. That's what the world system wants. You know that ye were Gentiles carried away under these dumb idols. Now, we understand this term dumb, deaf and dumb. And what gets me is they are absolutely dumb without knowledge and without wisdom, whereas God has got all the wisdom and all the knowledge, and He would rather have you to be knowledgeable and wise as opposed to dumb idols make dumb individuals. And I've said this many, many times, perverted Bibles create a perverted faith. That's why the King James Bible is the only Bible that the believer should be using. The rest of them are perversions. That's right, they're perverts. They are Bibles that will lead you in the wrong direction. They change words, take verses out that ought to be there, and they think that they're smarter than God, and they're not. And that's a great scourge on the church today, is the fact that an independent Baptist preacher, so-called, would use other versions to study from. That is a man that has a perverted doctrine, a perverted preaching and teaching, and a perverted philosophy. That is blasphemous, sister. Amen. So these are things. Dumb idols create dumb people. You know, it's amazing to me that, you know, one of the most famous television programs in the history of TV is Idol. American Idol. And Jamie and I will sit there and watch, what's the one that we're watching right now, honey? The Voice. And it's just, it amazes me, these judges. And I can hear the pitchy, and I realize they're a lot more professional than I am. I understand that. But they'll pass up on one really good voice for a youth reason. But then another one that's a little younger, they'll come along and say, oh, that's just fabulous. It's nothing but politic. It's nothing but stupidity. Anyway, let me just go on. Dumb idols make dumb people, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. Now, this morning, I want an understanding of where gifts come from. Where do we get our gifts? It's very important to know where. This is along the lines that we spoke of last week, how that the Holy Spirit gives them. But I want to reiterate and emphasize, it is important to always get the gift from the right place. Anyway, in this verse, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are a diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. And that Spirit should be capitalized there. That's the Holy Spirit of God. If your Bible is not capitalized, get rid of that Bible. And that goes back to even Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. The Spirit in verses 1 through 3. If it's not capitalized, and by the way, that's what these publishers are doing. They are even They're destroying the Word of God with their little change. Oh, now you're splitting hairs. No. It's very important that you know what spirit's being talked about here. Is it the spirit of Antichrist? Is it the spirit of your flesh? Is it the spirit of this, the spirit of that? Or is it the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God? That's a huge, huge change. And it is a change in doctrine also. Verse 5, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Should be a capital L there. But there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. God should be a capital G there. Okay, if you see little G-O-D, generally that is, all right, now you know how I feel about languages, but I have to give you this one. Please hear me when I say it. But when you see a little G-O-D, that's a little God, correct? And that's where we get the term demon. Demonos, which is the Greek word for it, okay? That's the language for it. Demon in Spanish. Demon. What? Demonio, which is the same. So that's a Spanish alliteration of what. So in our Germanic languages, which Spanish is a Germanic language, very similar. You get into the Latin, it's very similar. And all it means is little God. Listen, friends. You're either a devil or you're a saint. You're a devil or you're a God. All right? This idea of demon, that's a demon, that's a demon, that's a demon. Listen, that's the world's philosophy on what the devil is, which is a God. He's the prince and power of the air right now. He is a God to this world, and that's what he wants to be, because he'll not be a God of the lake of fire. He's just going to be another one of God's creations burning forever. And that's why he's working so strong to destroy. So this idea, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. So these gifts are given to us all, and it's a manifestation of the Spirit. Capital S. Verse number 8. For to one is given by the Spirit, capital S, the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, but the same Spirit, capital S. Verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit, capital S. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, that's a capital S. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. Now, that's a little s. There's a reason for that. If you see the context, to another, discerning of spirits. John even tells us in 1 John 4 to be careful with the spirits and what creates those spirits and where those spirits come from. Most of those lowercase S's are devils in disguise. And their philosophy is wrong. You know, they always talked about the politician kissing babies, when in reality their heart is so full of darkness and wickedness. They want to destroy Americans. You know, beloved, I'm going to tell you now, whether you like it or not, the entire Democratic Party is wanting to destroy America, Christians, and anything that has anything to do with the Lord Jesus. Then there's a group of Republicans the same way, the John Thunes of this world and a few of the other Republicans that hate Trump. And all he's trying to do is bring about a patriotism that was in this country, but it has been destroyed. And that's what they want. And by the way, that's the devil's deceived him into thinking. Yes, I will tell you that some of the Republicans and 99.9% of the Democrats are priests and priestesses of Satan. You need to understand that. Now, what does that do? Well, it creates a lot of prayer for me. But don't you be deceived. There's a difference between it coming from little s spirits as opposed to capital S, Spirit of God. And I'll show you where that comes from here in just a moment in this passage. He mentions in verse 10, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues. This is known languages. This is not the garbage of the charismatic or Pentecostal church. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, I believe in speaking in tongues. That is diametrically opposed to the Word of God, because the speaking of tongues in Acts are known languages. Hola, abuela. Te amo. Mi que todo me ama, mi corazón. I love you with all my heart and all my soul. Now I would tell Jamie, honey, I love you, sweet cakes. I love you with all my heart and all my soul. That's the English of that. Then there's Catherine, and I don't know what I would... No, I'm kidding, Catherine. I love you. Catherine, you're not worried. No, Jesus loves me. There ain't no worrying to it. Amen? I love you, Catherine. You know that. Anyhow, those thoughts in mind are super important. Verse 11. But all these worketh that one and the same self-same Spirit. Capital S. And this goes back to the work of the Holy Spirit in John chapter 16. The Comforter must come, teaching you to observe all things which I commanded you. He's coming, he lives within us, and Paul in Galatians 4 and so many other places. The moment that you're saved by the Lord Jesus, by grace through faith, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that alone, nothing else, the Holy Spirit comes in and dwells in you. You have God inside you. Now he says in verse 11, but all these that worketh, that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He will. God gives every one of us gifts, and some of you have got lots of gifts, and some of you have one or two good strong gifts. And it's up to the Holy Spirit as to which one you get. He knows how to fit you firmly. And we see that in the rest of the chapter with the body of... This is the body of Christ. Not everybody can be an ear. Not everybody can be an eye. Hey, look, if all I am is a left big toe, praise God. You know, a left big toe is pretty important. You know, that's how your big toes is what controls how you walk, how you run. And so the ear cannot say, nah, get rid of the eye. How's an ear going to see? And then the eye says, well, we don't like the ear, so let's get rid of the ear. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what gifts need to be prevalent. And then if there are those that are saved that they don't want to fit into the family, God will just move them on. I spoke with a pastor this week that is very discouraged. He had one individual and his family leave. But I've been seeing that coming for the last 2 or 3 years that he's been there. And I said, brother, that was just God removing a boil. I've seen it happen. And I'm thankful. Yeah, I'd like to have every pew filled with people. Absolutely. But we are living in that day and age of the great falling away of the faith. The changing of the Bible creates that. And following the wrong spirit causes that. And then, of course, probably the greatest of any of them is the individual's arrogance and lack of submission. It's the battle of the flesh versus God. And that's why you have an empty pew today. Well, and I've had so many, and we've joked about this. While, you know, Brother Ray's sitting in the back row back there because he doesn't like sitting and getting spit on during Sunday school. Anyway, we've had people sit all the way back there. That, by the way, to the back wall is some 80 feet. And how many people have said to me, well, you were right in my face today. That's physically impossible. It was God that was in your face. He's trying to help you become a man. And I had one individual, he won't talk to me now, it's Karen's son. I said, buddy, it's time to become a man. What? I'm not a man. I said, how old are you? I think he was 22, 23. I said, no, sir, you're not. Oh, like you're the judge of that? I said, no, sir, God is. I'm still a boy trying to become a man. Oh, whatever. And then, so it's like, okay. Anyhow, you see, where do we get our gifts? Now, I want to go back up to verse 3. Because it's very important to understand the capital S Spirit. Verse 3, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the, watch this, Spirit of God. We know who this is. It's the Holy Spirit. Now listen, friends. God is not a three-headed monster. He's a triune God. Three in one. You're a three in one. Body, soul, and spirit. We are made in the image of God. Intellect and desire. Emotions. Will. Those are the things that are in that are a part of God making us in His image. The Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and praise the Lord for that. And that no man can say that Jesus is the... Now, remember I mentioned last week, the Lord? It's not Jesus is Lord. Listen, The charismatic has done this, and I've seen it creep into the Baptist church anyway, and they'll put signs up, Jesus is Lord. No, friend, He's the Lord. If Jesus is Lord, you're saying there could possibly be others. And in some mind frames, from a perverted Bible and from perverted preaching and perverted doctrine, that is very true. They don't want Jesus Christ as Lord of their life. Now, I am not saying this lordship salvation junk either. And I've mentioned that, but let me briefly remind you that this lordship salvation, they preach and teach that unless Jesus is Lord of your life, you're not saved. Well, that's garbage. That's not true at all. When the Lord Jesus Christ saves you, you're saved. I mean, I pray that you grow up and stop being boys and girls and let Him be the Lord of your life. It sure will help out in a lot of your decision making. It'll help out in the places you go, the people you speak with, and the way you give the gospel, the way you love on folks, this kind of thing. That'll change that. But he mentions here, so first, Spirit of God, capital S. But look at the, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. You see how God has done this? Where do we get our gifts? And you know, sometimes even brands, right? Now, there are a lot of things we're not too concerned about brands. This morning, we needed some pepper. We need some peppercorn. We have, the grinders and all. I just love fresh ground coffee, fresh ground pepper. It just cooks better, smells better, tastes better. We use Redmond's Real Salt, so we always order salt. Well, I was ordering some peppercorns. Jamie said, yeah, we need some peppercorn. Well, I got to looking at all the different brands that are on Amazon. You can look at the different brands at Meijer or Walmart or whatever grocery store, Kroger. And you can look at all those different ones. What is really different from a Amazon Basics peppercorn and a McCormick's? What is the difference between this or for that? Very little, sister. Exactly. So I ordered some and got it on the way. It is important on some things. For me, in the mowing world, well, those, and I just lost the name. Boy, I tell you, Brother Ray, I shook Brother Ray's hand. I said, hello, I love you, buddy. And my memory has gone to pot. We have a couple different mowers. Skag is a good mower. But as soon as I come up with this name, Uncle Bill got one of them, babe. I was looking at his and say, yeah, I'll come up with the name of it. Anyway, you can get different brands of stoves. This stove that we're looking at is a General Electric. It's been a good stove for us. We've liked it. It's got four burners. It's got a burner in the middle. A griddle can go over the top of it. It's got a functioning oven in it, sister. You know, they make ovens now that have air fryers in them. Isn't that amazing? I was like, wow, but you know, they want $500 and $600 more. You know, it's like everything else. There's price points to everything. Brands are important. I really like the Johnston Murphy shoes. And there's certain styles that I'm wearing some Johnston Murphys right now. I like this C4, XC4. I love the way that the sole feels. But if I need to work in something, I can always go down to Goodwill and find something. Or I can go to thrift store to find something. Or I can go to Walmart or Meijer or whatnot. Of course, now I got to realize they're not going to last long. Yes, I used to spend $100 and $150 for tennis shoes that I wore in the print shop because I walked on concrete all the time. I'm not going to buy a $30, $40 pair at Walmart and it lasts more than a month on concrete. So brand is important, right? Where do we get our gifts? I firmly believe that it's important to have a Bigby in every airport. But for some silly reason, they won't do that. They want to have that Starbucks. Starbucks. The Bigby, they used to have a Bigby at the Meijer in DeWitt. I don't think it's there anymore. What a terrible shame. Horrible shame. When we fly out of Grand Rapids, Jamie and I go over there, and I like to get a good breakfast sandwich, get something in my belly for the flight, and Starbucks. You know, when we get coffee, we've got Highland coffee that we get at Costco. I've got the Bigby coffee bags. Folgers is just, I used to live and die by Folgers, but after I had fresh ground coffee, I was ruined. It's so good. It just, the flavor, I can't. So we're all looking for brand. We all look for stores. Do we not? We like Kroger's. Kroger's has been Kroger's for 50 years that I know about. Great store. Now, I like the mom and pop grocery stores, tell you the truth. Now, they're putting an Aldi's in over here at the Walmart. That's great. I like Aldi's. They usually have cheaper prices. And to tell you the truth, it's probably coming off the same conveyor belt, just a different label on. So we're constantly looking, where do our gifts come from? Friends, if you get me a card and it costs more than a dollar, you're a fool. No, wait a minute. Let me back up. Dear God, please forgive me. The only cards I really enjoy are the cards that Kara sends me with puppy dogs. If she sends me any with kitty cats, I show it to Opie and he chews on them. No, I'm just kidding. But no, let's be serious about it a second. Cards. Now, we want to spend, I've spent $10, $12 for a nice card, whether it be, you know, a card for us to sign, take to a hospital or to take to a family. Jamie gets mad at me when I spend $5, $6, $7 on a card just to say I love you. She's like, you know, you just put, you just, basically you took a $5 bill, $10 bill, put I love you sweet cakes and handed it to her. Right? I mean, that's what happens. It's important to note these things. Where we get them from, who we get them from, right? Yeah, ain't that amazing? Yeah, that's right. Anyhow, when it comes to the golf industry, there is so, it's like every other industry. There's tons of markup. And to tell you the truth, there's really no difference between this, and this company. Dresses, ladies. Do you worry about what, now there's a lot of people that worry about that. And I have no problem because I know some companies make a better product. No doubt about it. I like Under Armour over Costco and Walmart because it usually lasts longer and it just wears better and it feels better. Some others have all these different ones. So we have our preferences. The problem in Christianity is we very rarely have a preference to where we get our gifts, where we get our knowledge, where we get our wisdom. We're not looking for a label that says heaven on it. A lot of times we're looking for a cheaper version of it. Now, I will tell you this, to believe God's word right will cost you more. But if I believe it according to John MacArthur or Chuck Swindoll, or if I believe it according to Joel Osteen, God help you if you're getting anything from a Joel Osteen or a Joyce Meyer. There was a video come up the other day, and immediately it was Joyce Meyer, and I went, nope. Jamie says, who was that? I said, that's that Joyce Meyer. She's a devil. She's a devil. Now, a lot of people don't like that, but it's the truth. Now, I understand we have to give the truth in a way that it does make a difference in an individual's life. I understand that. But you need to be able to call what you call the old adage is, call an ace, spade a spade. Where do we get our gifts? Whom the gift comes from is very important. Whom the gift comes from is important. Those gifts from a deceitful, corrupt, godless individual, I want to be careful of. Now, there are times that God will use that individual to bless us. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it at all. The gifts that I have received from the lost man, a lot of times are better than you receive from the saved man. I've noticed that in the church, saved folks love to give the church stuff, but generally it's their wore out junk. Snowblower. I had a snowblower brought to me years ago and finally threw it out. I've got it fixed, got it up and running, but it kept breaking bells. And it was probably because the gearing was. So my friend and I, we worked on the gearing and said, still couldn't get it. So I tossed it in the garbage. Christians will do that. They'll take their 20-year-old stuff and, oh, pastor, you're so blessed. I just got to bless the church and I want to give you this 20-year-old snowblower. That breaks belts, but it still runs. You got to be careful Whom the gift comes from is very important. Where the gift comes from is important. Where has it got to? We don't have any government funds around here. And it amazes me when I speak to people that work for the city, for the state, for the county, for the government, for the federal government. It is amazing to me how they get all this free money for roofs, asbestos removal, this problem and that problem. But every one of those dimes and nickels that they give you come with strings. I remember when I first came here, become good friends with Verge Bonero, and Verge is still a friend when I see him in public or whatnot. Hey, Pastor Dave, hey, Verge, how you doing? How you doing, Mr. Mayor? And he'll say, no, I'm not that anymore. I remember we had talked about making this a historical marker. They got to looking at a lot of their different things back in. They were meeting in the late 1870s here in the root cellar, and then in the 1885-ish, 1887, the family, the Walker family that owned, this was all farmland at one time. They deeded over, there was 42 acres that the family gave so they could start a church here. This church has been around a long time, 150 years. And so, Virgin, I was thought, well, you got to make that a historical marker. Yeah, but if I do that, there are strings attached. And he winked at me. A nasty, horrible Democrat who was my friend winked at me. There's strings attached to the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives you. There's only one thing. Do you all know what that is? To glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's blessings in that. There's interest paid on that. You don't owe interest on that. It'll cost you your friends, sure. It'll cost you the lifestyle. It'll cost you this. It'll cost you that. But friends, the benefits, oh my goodness, it's a speck of sand versus the entire sandbox. Difference. When the gift comes is also important. Where do these gifts come from? When it gets here is important. How many times have you just, some of the gifts are like the gift of knowledge. You're in a situation and God says, okay, I know how to handle this. Well, those are some pretty important times. Last Sunday morning we preached the message, The Answer to a Bad Day. There was an illustration that I wanted to give, and the Lord just didn't want me to give it, but it just come to mind now. I remember there was one day that there was a lady come by. One of our ladies had a flat tire. It was flattening, you can see, but they barely got here, so we were able to help with the flat tire. A couple hours later, somebody with a radiator had a radiator problem, so Mike and I were able to take that radiator. This has been years ago, so we put the radiator in, and then I got a call from another lady in the church that had fallen and broke her back. So you have a flat tire, busted radiator, and a broken back. So what's the answer to all three of them? There's only one answer, and that's the Lord Jesus. And that's why we're given these gifts. We're not given these gifts for us to parade them around. And that's what happens in the tongue-speaking movement. It's all 1,000% flesh. Has nothing to do with giving the gospel, which was the reasoning of the tongues in Acts chapter 2. And in the book of Acts, for that matter. So whom the gift comes from, where the gift comes from, when the gift comes is important. Boy, I'm thankful for those times when the Holy Spirit shows up with the answer. But then again, I'm looking for Him to. I need Him to. I want Him to. Now, let me guard us against trying to be the Holy Spirit. As a pastor, a lot of times, you try to do the Holy Spirit's work and you're a fool for trying to do that. That's where a lot of young pastors, and I've been guilty of it even as an older pastor. You know, I guess I'm in 29 years of pastoring in September. Well, actually right now, 29 years ago, we started pastoring. Right? Yeah, 29 years ago. And God's always had us doing, so I guess I'm old. Even as an older pastor, you still have got to be careful that you don't let the Holy Spirit, you get in the Holy Spirit's way of doing the work, given the knowledge, given the wisdom. You don't have to come up with the answer. When somebody gives you a problem, they just want somebody to listen to. Now, my problem is I like to troubleshoot. Brother Scott and I, We're talking about Ray's mower, and Caden was saying it was smoking a little bit, and this and that, and he and I both looked at each other, and we already knew what it was. Because we've dealt with that problem. We can troubleshoot and fix that problem. But there's a whole lot of times people bring questions, and I have this so many times, that I just have to look at them, I say, well, let's just pray about it. Let's pray about it. Yesterday morning, I went out to check to see if I was needed to mow or do anything, and Jeff says, no, you don't. I said, well, then I'm going to go over and practice some. And work on some stuff. And anyway, there was a fellow there that I know, and I said, hey, buddy, how you doing? And his wife, Melissa, is still battling cancer. She's in her mid-70s. And I said, man, we've been praying a lot. Sure. So I just took my hat off. He took his hat off. We prayed right there at the driving range. You just, look, that's probably the best answer you get. Shut your mouth. What does the Lord want here? You don't need to, I tell you what, if you try to solve everybody's problems, you'll be the most frustrated person on earth. Because the individual you're trying to help is not listening to you. I guarantee, I guarantee, as Justin Wilson used to say on his cooking show, 99.9% of the people that come to you are not going to listen to one word that you say, and then later on, you're going to be so upset. Ask Miss Jamie, I can't believe they just won't listen. And then they wonder why they got problems. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, you and I are not worth anybody losing sleep over that kind of stuff. If they're not going to listen to God, they are not listening to you. I guarantee you that. A lot of times people just talk. When the gift comes is super important. Where it comes from, to whom it comes from. The gifts from God must come. I mean, this is a no-brainer, right? But why do we have a problem with it? The gifts from God must come from God only. I explained to you how the tongue-speaking crowd, how they do that, and my dad was telling me about it, and some others, is that they just grab your face one and say, Jesus, Jesus. And then say Jesus twice. Jesus, Jesus. Now say three times really fast. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Now see, you just spoke in tongues. Hey, if that's a tongue, I don't want that. I want Sister Bincy giving me some words to start learning and some phrases. And then one of the things that she's done is so that I say it correctly. The dialect is right. The pronunciation to it. Que Dios te bendiga, mi hermana. You want to say... If I was to say, que Dios Deo, bise Deo, what are you talking about? Daylight time and me one go. No, que Dios, that's the correct pronunciation. Speed is important. But you got these jokers thinking they can teach each other. That's not a gift from the Holy Ghost. That's not a gift from a capital S spirit, the Holy Spirit. That's from a lowercase s spirit. And I don't need anything coming to me from a lowercase s spirit. Well, you get clarity. And then an individual speaking back and forth, you get the point across when it's a gift from God. It has to only come from God. We can try to manufacture mercy. We can try to produce compassion. We can try to show great wisdom. But if it doesn't come from God, all of it's foolish, vain, and vexation of spirit. It's important to know where the gift comes from.
You know when you have wisdom from God?
Wisdom from God. Boy, that's so true. Sisters mentioned, you get to study in the Scripture, and the Holy Spirit's teaching it to you, and somebody comes up, and you start telling others, okay, maybe this is giving an answer, and you'd never thought about it before. That's from the Holy Spirit so many times. But you got to make sure it comes from God only. I don't want it to come from a dumb idol. Dumb idols produce dumb speech. Dumb idols produce dumb knowledge.
Wait a minute. That don't sound very good.
Oh, I've heard some things. I've heard some pretty dumb things lately. But that was the knowledge of an individual. You know, and especially this statement. Well, I was taught this. Where's it at in Scripture? Study to show thyself approved. Study to show thyself approved. What? The Word of God. That a workman need not be ashamed of what he's speaking. So it's important, the gifts from God. The gifts from God must come from the Holy Spirit. Now, for the sake of time, John chapter 16, verses 4 through 15, our Lord talks about having to go and that it's important for Him to go, that the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, would come. He would teach us. He would reprove the world of sin, reprove the world and of judgment. And then, of course, the number one job of the Holy Spirit is to glorify the Lord Jesus. Why is that? Because there is no other name under heaven whereby a man must be saved. That's the whole goal here, is to see the lost men and women of this world to be saved and gloriously saved by faith in Jesus Christ alone. Nothing else. Because the world will tell you a whole bunch of other garbage. Especially the cults of this world. They have some really dumb idols teaching some really dumb doctrines and philosophies, creating a bunch of dumb people. The gifts, it causes so much. But the confusion, that's what the devil wants. The devil wants, the Catholic Church, when you study their religiosity, it's all super confusing. It's a spider's web. And it's all entwined together and going different directions. So what people do is they just throw up their hands and say, all right, I'm just going to believe what the Pope says. He tells me not to read the Bible. He'll read the Bible and interpret it for me. I don't want a filthy pedophile that's wearing a mama's dress with a collar turned around backward, wanting to be called father. I don't want that as my source. I need the one who hung on the cross, sinless, who took my sin, who defeated death and hell, and left the grave alive. Y'all remember, he got up out of the grave without the stone being rolled back. That's the one I want my knowledge coming from. I don't want a dumb dead idol. I need a living, holy Savior giving me those things. The gifts from God are for your benefit. Now, this is important. Where it comes from, whom it comes from. Each gift is given to the strength of the believer. Why? Well, for that benefit of the individual, but for the benefit of all believers. Your gifts are not just to help your life, but they're to help everyone in your life. Does that make sense? There are times Jamie will say something. And I say, hey, babe, wait. What did you just say? I said, you understand that then? Yeah, I'm beginning to understand that. Right. And she will see things. And I took her with me to Home Depot to look at that stove. Because it's like anything. You can sit there and research and research and research and research and research. And you'll get this and you'll get that. Oh, well, how many stars does it have? How many reviews does it have? Blah, blah, blah. I just know what has worked in my world. Of course, in my world, Sears and Roebuck of the 1960s is the best things they ever made. Now, some would go back to the 30s and 40s. Absolutely. Give me a Sears and give me a Kenmore product. Boy, I'd love to have one again. Now, Kenmore doesn't even make... Why? Well, they had to buy those patents out to get rid of the good stuff so we can give you the disposable stove, the disposable microwave, the right? You get my point? Disposable laundry, washers and dryers. Ah. All right. Each gift... Now, remember, this is to benefit the individual and to benefit others, to benefit the church. And you see that in the last of this chapter. Each gift is given to the strength... to strengthen the believer. Like it or not, you are weak. Whether you like it or not, you don't know it all. Like it or not, are you ready? Now I'm gonna burst some of y'all's bubbles. If you're watching or here in the room, this is gonna burst a bubble. You are not God. I'm not God. I've done told you the Lord Jesus is the head of this church. Of course, that made a whole lot of people mad. Nope. You don't get to be in charge in this church. You know, I told you about the youth pastor that we had many, many years ago slams his fist on my desk saying, I am tired of my authority being questioned in the church. Dude, you and I don't have any authority in the church if this is going to be a true church. Lord Jesus is the head. And by the way, I've told so many people, if you can do it better, have at it. Go ahead. I used to do that on the printing press when my two bosses would come out. I used to irritate them, and I loved pushing their buttons. Because one in particular knew everything about everything and nothing about anything. And how many times I'd say, hey, if you stick around out here, I'll teach you how to run this. He'd go right back to his office. And he'd walk off. Jamie, you know who it is. Each gift is given to strengthen the believer. For what reason? Well, to help the church. If you're not in the Word and you're not praying, you're not letting God make you what He wants you to be, to strengthen the gifts in you, to sharpen those gifts, listen, friend, you are not helping the church. So many people have so many gifts, and they're not even in the church house today. I can name 500 right now that have got tremendous talent, tremendous gifts given to them, and they're not even going to church this morning.
Amen.
Because they're fakes. I deal with it in my own family, and I try not to show my disappointment, but I know it comes out because I'm an open book. There's so many things I'm disappointed with in this area. You don't just give the gift for you to hoard it away. You don't. Each gift is strengthened the believer. Give the gospel. Each gift is given to give the gospel to the lost. Hey, beloved, why do we have so many isms and schisms even within the Independent Baptist? Because they forgot the mission. They have forgotten the mission. Now, people can argue with me all they want. I don't care. But in Matthew 28, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. If that's not a clear-cut mission, then I don't know what you're seeing or not seeing. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. All I know is the Lord Jesus said, I saved your soul. Now go tell others that I can save them. That's the whole gift, the giving of gifts, is to strengthen us, to help the church, and to give the gospel to the lost. Set aside all the other garbage, set aside all the other foolish thinking, and just get right with God, grab a handful of tracts, and go make some people mad and happy. Brother Mike Carson told me about a couple Africans that they've seen saved in Alaska. In one church, one African. In another church, another African. An African in Alaska getting saved by the Lord Jesus from heaven's glory. Now you tell me whose hand is in on that. Most people, hey listen, one of these days even folks from Michigan and Alaska will get saved. I'm just kidding. The gifts are from God, are not to be hidden, kept to yourself. They're not. When you're at home, your gift is not in the church being used. Well, I pray. Praise the Lord. You need to. Now, I understand health. I have no problem with it. I understand that. But a lot of people stay home with their gifts and talents, and they're not here. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to make a few of you mad. I understand we have family things to do. But when they get in the way of being in the house of God, you're in sin. You need to be here with your gift because God gave it to you not to hoard, keep to yourself, but to be used. Do you understand that? It's important to note where the gift come from so that you'll have a focus and a discipline to not only use that gift for yourself in your home, but out in public and specifically down at the church house. I need the gifts that God gave you. Some of y'all have got tremendous gifts of mercy. Jamie does. Tremendous gift of mercy. I don't. I'm short with people. She went with me to the cardiologist. Cardiologist gave me a good report. They misread the EKG. Now, I'm going to tell you, we're humans. We're going to make mistakes. But there's some mistakes you can't make. Yes, ma'am. The McLaren EKG was read wrong, interpreted wrong. They said, well, it was interpreted wrong. No, I said, I looked at some of it. I said, no. It's in comparison to what they did in the office, huge thing. But what really got me was, and I'll shut up, this is not the gift of mercy, but the doctor immediately said, well, you know, if we have to, we'll put you on a statin. I said, wait a minute. And Jamie's sitting over there, and I know the whole time she's saying, Dave, please don't. Dave, please don't. Dave, please don't. Well, what got me was, then they brought in the resident, the older doctor, because he wanted to talk to me about things. We're going to do a CAT scan just to get a baseline, because Dad had so much, he had some problems too. And Dr. Ross saying, Dave, the ratio is fine. At 57, your ratio is fine, LDL, and this kind of thing. I said, okay, Doc, I'm fine with it. I want to go ahead and get a CAT scan. He says, why not? It's $100 to do. We'll get a baseline, and we'll go from there. You know, beloved, it's important to know where the gift come from. It is important that you understand you got to be disciplined and focused enough to have that gift here, not only in your home and in your personal life, but even in the house of God. Father, thank you for Sunday school. Pray it's been a help to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Forgive me, y'all. I got long-winded. I know. Right, Brother Scott?